Hey, Timo here. Hope you're doing well today. Thinking about climate change investments, and I need to do a whole episode, formal episode on this with some more technical details, but quick rundown of different types of climate change investments. One, assuming that you believe climate change is real, and two, that you want to invest your money to prevent or stop or change climate change and the negative effects that are happening all over the globe right now and will continue to happen unless we take action and change our business practices. If you do a quick Google for climate change investment, pretty much the first thing that comes up, and I haven't done it recently, but if I did it a few months ago, it's all negative type investments. People looking to capitalize or spinning the climate change narrative that the coast of California is going to fall off and buy beachfront property in Nevada, etc. Or Bakersfield, California will be the next beach town because LA and that part of California will be underwater, or similar to Miami or Houston. There's a whole bunch of people peddling what I would call to be negative climate change investments. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about keeping the world, the beautiful world as it is, or making it better, not betting on tragedy or disaster. Not investing in negative things, but investing in positive things. So, number two, I think an easy one, low-hanging fruit, is obviously land or water, natural processes, trees, shading, erosion control, conservation investments. Those are real easy kind of real estate investments, but the idea is how do you structure them so they make sense for people. And what we're working on at Compound Global are income investments into these types of real estate assets, real assets that would generate income and or tax benefits for the investors, but then also have that third bottom line, that triple bottom line effect, and sustainable forestry, clean water, ecosystem services, different types of conservation easements, things like that. A third one is also real asset or real estate related, and that would be in the category of green buildings or green attributes to the buildings, buildings that produce less heat, less off-gassing. Actually, even white roofs are a big one, and that's another low-hanging fruit. And I'm not sure what year it was, but the Clinton Global Initiative had that as one of their top 10 or 12 items on one of their lists a few years ago. And they had some really great stats as to big commercial buildings that had dark roofs, brown roofs, metal roofs, black roofs, things like that, that are essentially heat magnets, heat attractors. And they did some calculations on if you turn the roofs white, that it actually absorbs less energy, less heat, and lowers global warming, which is essentially climate change, in my opinion. And so that is more, that's more of a business opportunity, but it's also a real estate operational opportunity. So I think there's a lot of different opportunities in residential real estate, multifamily investing, building operations, building automation, asset management, where you can actually take the normal buildings we have and operate them more efficiently, And along those same lines would be reuse rather in remodel rather than new construction and new building, and using reused or recycled materials. David Wallace Wells, who has a pretty alarming book about climate change, I think I could be misquoting it because I don't have it in front of me, but I think he said if concrete was a country, it'd be the world's third largest polluter. So there's a bunch of people talking about different ways, you know, essentially clean concrete, less VOC, less chemical reaction, things like that. Of course, there's other investments you can make into private equity funds or businesses or crowdfunding ventures that would stymie climate change, or you could change your personal habits, like recycling, or I don't want to lecture people on what they should do and not do with their personal habits at home, but I think us making individual small changes is great, but really the big systematic changes is the ones we're after, and I think are going to make the biggest impact. If you look at the global supply chain, you know, the cost of materials, economically, socially, environmentally, where raw materials come from, where the labor comes from, and what it actually takes to generate a product, you know, from the mining of the materials and the raw materials that go into it, to the manufacturing, to the transport, to the delivery, you know, to the marketing, to the using, to the disposal. It's pretty crazy. We can make small changes in our own individual life and vote with our money, but I think the big systematic changes are where the biggest impact is going to be made and the biggest changes. So that's why we're focused on investment dollars and moving investment money into big institutional grade type investments that create income, create impact, and create the most amount of change. So these are just a few thoughts on climate change investing and how to make a positive impact with your investment capital. If you have further interest or want to contribute to the show, want to leave a comment, voice memo, call into the show, text, whatever, just go to compound.global/talk. Again, compound.global/talk.